my boy Tom Brady, the guy that played for the Patriots and the guy that played for the Bucks, ended up being an owner in the NFL, but not with those teams I mentioned. He ended up going to the Raiders for ownership. And I thought, why? My first question in that was, okay, if you have a legendary player in professional sports and the guy is worthy or is associated with the franchise, why wouldn't you offer him an ownership deal? You don't have to sell him all of it. But in the case of him, what do we know Tom Brady for? Playing for the New England Patriots. It's no different than Patrick Mahomes playing for the Chiefs or let's just say Larry Bird. You know, people that never saw Larry Bird play know he played for the Celtics. People that never saw Magic play, they know he played for the Lakers, so on and so forth. And I don't understand why these teams, professional teams, are not doing these things to their franchise players. Like, I don't understand why Robert Kraft, which I found out is the majority owner, he doesn't share any ownership with anybody else. Why wouldn't you give a guy like Tom Brady 1% ownership just to be affiliated with the team forever? To still be around the building, to still rub elbows with players and staff and keep that mystique of New England going. Like, why wouldn't you want to have that? And you know that the $80 million that he's paying you, it's going to bring the value of the team up. Merchandise, he's going to sell that. He's probably going to sell a couple million every year. So eventually you get that return on that investment with him being on board. I don't, you know, that's the part that frustrates me as an athlete, former athlete, collegiate athlete, and somewhat semi-pro, right? I mean, because I did get a couple checks, shitty checks at that. But I don't understand it. Like, as why, if I was an owner of a team and I had a guy that played with me for 15, 20 years, I won't give him full ownership. I'll give him 1%. I'll be like, hey, I want you to be affiliated with the team. Give you 1%. And if you want to do a valuation in 5 years or so to see what we're worth, if you want to cash out, so on and so forth. Like, it doesn't, these things can be worked out. But it's always sad because Tom Brady should have had ownership interest either definitely from New England or Tampa Bay. But it ended up being that it was Oakland that decided to do that for him, which is fucking weird. You know, I don't get that at all. But staying in touch now with the NBA Finals, watching basketball. And, you know, nowadays I don't sit back and watch the games anymore. I'll watch highlight clips. So, for example, I watched the Denver series with Lakers, but I just watched LeBron's last game scoring 40. He ended up getting swept. They ended up losing in the finals, in the NBA Western Conference Finals. So that's one step away from the championship round. LeBron lost in a sweeping fashion, lost all four games. And now there's talk about him retiring.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about. Appreciate it.
This is the first time I've heard him talk like this. And if I read between the lines, I feel anyway, for him, it has to be similar to what Brady had. What I mean by that is Brady still had the fire to play. He wanted to keep playing. He had that petty, angry mentality of always wanting to win a championship and knowing he has the ability to win a championship. And but he ended up leaving because he didn't want to miss out on being a dad in those moments. And when I saw that during the Western Conference Finals, that his son ended up picking USC as a college, and he wasn't there to take pictures and be a part of that moment, I think LeBron is like saying to himself, man, I don't want to keep playing at the cost of me losing out on these monumental moments that mean the world to me as a father. For a lot of men that really have a passion for parenting. And it's hard. It's hard to tell. I mean, I think for me, it's hard to tell when someone is capable of having kids. I told my daughter this the other day, that you want to make sure when you're talking to somebody that they're comfortable around kids. They love being around kids. They love engaging with kids, because you don't want to have a father that isn't wanting to be engaged with their kid, that isn't wanting to talk or finds value or joy in being engaged with kids. But these men in particular love parenting, love being with the kids, love being a support group, love being their cheerleaders. I love seeing it. But I think LeBron is mulling that over now. He's thinking, okay, gosh, I don't know what to think of this. I don't know if I had this plan to eventually play with my son, but man, I miss signing day. Do I want to miss his college games? His only year that he's going to play? The college experience? Am I going to miss out on that? Because I can only watch the games from TV and not be involved? That's a weird one. Yeah. I mean, it's as a father, I made a conscientious decision to pick parenting over career, meaning that I wasn't going to fully maximize my financial potential, but I knew that I was going to be available. And I told that to my daughter, and I know she doesn't care, but I told her when I made this decision to work in what I'm doing and doing the things that I'm doing, it's always at the cost of financial gains, to be an available father, to be an attentive father, to be supportive. It is a very hard thing when you love your kids and seeing them go through those moments and you being selfish about it. You want to be a part of it. You do. There's not a day that I go by that whenever my daughter's at a show, I'm going to go. Two of them. I'm going to go to, the one on Friday, a Thursday, and the one on Friday. That's what's going to happen every time. I'm not going to miss out on that. You kidding me? So I understand the conundrum, or I believe that him saying that, the first time I've heard him talk about retirement, and I think it has to do with, I don't want to miss my second son's moment. I don't want to miss my first son's college experience. I want to be a dad in the stands, rooting the team on, rooting him on, just seeing him live his life vicariously. He wants to be the father that he never had. And I get that. I feel him on that. Like, he's thinking, man, it's the same conundrum that Brady had. I'm still better than 90% of the quarterbacks out there. I'm like top 10 quarterbacks in the league at 45, at 46. God damn, can I make this work with the kids? And the answer is no. Like, you realize, like, man, like, I can't do it. And it takes a lot of courage, in my opinion, to let go of something, especially on that level. I mean, for me, a lot of men commend me that I know. A lot of friends during the years have commended me for the sacrifices I've made for my child. And now I'm making one by not prioritizing a relationship. And I don't have any regrets about it. I think I want to. I tried it. Didn't work. And I feel that my career, fortunately, is flexible enough for me to be a dad. And I only have X amount more years until my daughter is a grown person and wants to walk her path, whatever that is. So I want to enjoy every moment of it. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to enjoy every moment of it. And I understand where LeBron's coming from, because he's realizing, man, I'm missing out on these moments. Now, the old school man will be like, man, I gotta play. I got to work. Fuck your events. I got to do this because this is who I am. But LeBron, he's saying, man, I want to be there for my son. I want to be there for these moments, man. And I don't want to miss out on anything. And I feel he's thinking about this one really hard, because what I could see happening with LeBron is that he can say, you know what, I'm retiring, take a year off, watch his son play, not miss a moment of the college experience, and then say, you know what, I've taken a year off, Bronny's ready to go, I'm ready to come back, why not? I think that's the the most logical move for LeBron right now. Just take a year off. Just kind of work out, train, right? But heal his body and then be ready for next year. That's the best move that he can do, and I hope he does it. And anybody that would be selfish to say, you know, fuck you, LeBron, I'm like, no. I mean, he has earned every right to do whatever he wants to do. He's still a productive player. He still demands, like, he's better, like he said himself, he's better than 95% of the players in the NBA. It's true. Even though he's not as athletic, even though he doesn't have the hops anymore, he still has the basketball IQ. He can still pass. He can still drive to the basket. And he's big enough to be back to the basket and make some moves. So he's really playing like a hybrid four. Like, that's what he's playing like right now. Like a power forward, point forward, basically. But now he's slower, and now he's not wanting to bring the ball up as much. It's like, it's a very fascinating transformation. Like, LeBron is playing the way people have always wanted him to play, but he was so fast and so athletic that he didn't need to be in the post. And so I commend him for the journey that he's taken. It's one of a kind, for sure. Three championships with three different teams, always in the mix. I mean, he's one of a kind, for sure. So I think it'll be very cool to see how that plays out, as I think Denver and hopefully the Heat are coming into the finals. That'll be a really fun one. But for those two guys, you know, life after retirement has been, or in LeBron's case, just looking at retirement and seeing the options. I love that it's a new, different landscape.